Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling. What a joy to be back here with a little solo episode. I haven't recorded one of these for a little while, so it feels really nice to be back. And I feel like autumn is setting in, which is making me so happy because having flown to London from Cape Town in March, straight off the back of a very intense South African summer into the most beautiful summer of all time in the UK, I swear, my body is ready for autumn. So I'm here for the cooler evenings and greyer days. But I'm so excited about this episode because I actually asked you guys this question on Instagram a few weeks ago about potential, and whether you guys have the experience of being like afraid that you're not going to meet your potential. And the reason I wanted to ask you that was because I used to wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning when I was back in banking days thinking, what happens if I need it, never meet my potential? Like, what happens if I get to the end of my life and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done the thing I was meant to do? Like, what happens if I don't like meet the success levels that I feel like I should get to? Like, what happens if I never get there? Like, what if I never reach this potential that I feel I have inside of me? And like, what happens if I fail? And so many of you replied to that poll that I did on Instagram saying that you felt the same way. Now, at the time of my middle of the night wake ups, I thought that meeting my potential, or the part of me that was like, I must meet my potential, was saying that I needed to be bigger in the world. Like, that I was chasing making more money, more being more professionally successful, getting certain promotions. Like, if I didn't do enough, that somehow I would have wasted my life. Like, if I didn't, I don't know, get to some level of probably, most likely, knowing my brain, professional success, I would have wasted my life. And with that, I kept pushing. So I kept being like, if I just get one more promotion, like maybe if I just stay for one more bonus, like maybe if like I get some kind of professional award, maybe if I get like recognition from the really senior people at JP Morgan, maybe then I will have met my potential. But every time I got one of those things, I'd have this like momentary blip of like, ah, I've made it. And then 2 nights later, I'd be going, what happens if I never reach my potential? And I think so many of us have this. And I'm going to say this belief, I believe, was not mine alone. It was learned. And a lot of this is because we were taught that our potential as a human being is output. Like what we do, what we produce, what we achieve, which is hugely shaped by like our obsession with achievement, especially for us high achieving people out there that are like, the only way I'm loved in the world is if I'm very shiny and achieve loads of things. We can really feel like if I don't do more, if I don't achieve more in the 3D outside world, then I'm not reaching my potential. For those of us who had any element when we were younger of like being in some way gifted, or that we were just very smart and doing well at school and potentially had this idea put onto us that we were going to do big things in the world, like we had this big potential, we can really have this sense that we have to do something that is visible to the outside world to prove that we are somehow meeting our potential. But it's a trap. It's a trap. I tried for so long. And I'll be really frank with you guys, seeing as you're on my podcast and you're in my like in a circle because you're listening to the podcast. I used to get six-figure bonuses, right, when I was in banking. So I'd sit in this room and, like, my boss would give me this weird piece of paper and everyone had to sit there and they were like, make sure that you have poker face and you don't, like, show anyone that you're happy with the number because then they'll pay you. It was a weird, weird situation. But I used to get six-figure bonuses, right? So they'd give me this piece of paper and it would say a number and I'd feel nothing. So it's like, okay, this potential thing clearly isn't a financial thing. Then I'd get like some kind of email from some very senior person at the bank saying that I had done something well. I'd get a little moment of like, and then again, would feel nothing. Get a promotion, same thing, feel nothing. So I thought that I was like, maybe I just need to do something bigger. Like, I need to do something bigger in the world, clearly. Like, maybe I'm meant to, like, become the CEO of JP Morgan. And at that point, then I will have met my potential. Oh, my God, it was exhausting. And then I started getting into this work. And I unpacked a lot of stuff and ended up shifting in many ways. And I kind of forgot that I had had this whole thing about potential for a long time. But what I have realized in the years since my 3 a.m. wake-ups of I must reach my potential was that the potential that I was searching for was not in the 3D realms. So what I mean by in the 3D realms is like it was not a material thing or like a title or a number in a bank account. It was none of that. What I was genuinely searching for at those 3 a.m. moments of waking up being like, what if I never make it? I was searching for my aliveness. I was actually afraid that I would never fully experience the true depth of my humanity, the richness of being a human, and that I would never feel fully alive. That was the potential that I was searching for. I was searching for the truest potential inside of me of being human. And I got confused, understandably, because we are shaped by achievement culture and gifted child dynamics and a lot of the coaching world that I really don't like, that equates potential with visibility and results and output. So I thought, I need to reach my potential. I will solve this issue with a 3D solution of me doing very well in my job. But I was trying to solve an existential question through a 3D solution. When we are really deeply yearning for meeting our potential in some ways, I deeply, deeply believe that we are searching for our own aliveness. We are searching for feeling really truly in our bodies what it means to be alive. I want you to hear that again. We are searching for what it truly means to be alive. Like the magnitude of a human life, the beauty of being able to feel the full range of human emotion, being connected to ourselves, the potential of being able and available to love, to grieve, to create, to rage, to rest. The experience of feeling free to follow your own rhythms, your desires, to be so deeply connected to yourself that you can actually follow your own truth in a moment. That is human potential. It's not a role that you play. It's not like something that you do in the outside world that it's suddenly like tick box, you've reached your potential. You've ticked all the boxes of your potential in your life and you've now made it. It's a state that you embody. And it breaks my heart because I think so many of us spend our whole lives with this gnawing ache of I must meet my potential. I don't really know what that means, but I'm going to keep chasing this outside thing. I'm going to keep chasing more money. I'm going to keep chasing material things. I'm going to keep chasing like accolades. And the gnawing ache doesn't go away. Because we are trying to solve a spiritual existential problem with a material 3D solution. Which will never work. The 3D doesn't even touch the ache. It doesn't even like penetrate us deep enough to get into the gnawing ache inside of us that wants to reach our own potential. It can't. Because we're actually searching for the experience of being fully ourselves. Fully in ourselves. And I know that this can sound a little bit trippy, a little bit weird, but I deeply, deeply know it to be true. I do. Because the more that I have stepped away from the ladder of like my potential is about how much I make or what job I have or how big my house is, the more I've started to feel like I'm in my potential. I feel more in my potential right now than I did when I was making six-figure bonuses. And I will tell you outright, I'm making a fraction of what I used to. True potential is not about productivity. It is not about output. It is not about your LinkedIn profile or your income bracket. It's about presence. It's not about becoming more of anything else. It's about becoming more you. So what I'm saying here is that you were never wrong to feel that you had untapped potential. I was never wrong either. Like, it was true that I had untapped potential. 1,000,000% it was true that I had untapped potential. Like, that fear was real. But the interpretation of what potential was off. I was chasing the wrong thing. I was climbing the wrong ladder, thinking that that would be the thing to solve the ache. But it wasn't the thing to solve the ache. And there's no shame in this. You know, we live in a world that is like really training us through the joys of capitalism and all of the other bullshit that we've accepted and acknowledged over the years, that what we achieve in the world is our potential, that the world really and the experience of being a human is just this 3D thing of like robot, we go to work, we do our thing, we get a promotion, we get a bonus, we like continue on this treadmill until we retire and then we've ticked the boxes and we've met our potential. That's not what it really is. And I think that so many of the women that come to work with me are searching for this deeper peace. They're searching for what it really means to meet your own potential. And we meet our own potential when we allow ourselves to feel more. When we allow ourselves to unblock the channels of stagnation and trauma and pain and fear and shame and all of the stuff that we've held on to for so long, so that our aliveness can come through. You know what's really wild? It's like, I feel like you know me pretty well by now. You've listened to this podcast for a while and you've probably followed me for a little while. But if you don't know me, I was very emotionally constipated for a long time. I didn't cry for 10 years. I didn't feel emotional about anything. Didn't think I was afraid. Didn't think I was angry. Didn't think I was sad. I was just a robot who was very good at her job and still had the sake for potential. And I have moments now doing some of the practices that I do, being in some of the spaces that I find myself in, which the version of me 10 years ago in banking would have been like, you've totally lost the plot. What the hell are you doing in these like woo-woo places? You've lost your mind. What I find in those spaces is my capacity to feel alive in my body, my capacity to feel energy flowing through my body, my capacity to feel ecstasy, excitement. Like, in all honesty, my capacity to feel the really gritty things too, anger, sadness, grief. That is when I have these moments of like, this is what it actually is to be in potential. It's like our potential to feel the full magnitude of being human, to feel our energy fully, like to feel the power coursing through us when we're not dimming ourselves. And this isn't a concept. It's not like I'm powerful because I have this job and I'm powerful. It's a body experience of power, which can sound a little bit crazy. But honestly, I sometimes even doubt myself that I'm like, how have I got to this point having been so emotionally constipated and like so it was like a rod was up my ass. I was so like tight in myself. And having these experiences during breathwork or during practices or during ceremony or whatever of like this coursing, powerful energy moving through me and thinking that energy was always there. It didn't like suddenly appear that I could like feel this magnitude of energy, that I could feel this level of expansion, that I could feel this like power and potential inside of me. It wasn't that suddenly appeared. That was always there. But I was numb to it. I was blocked from it because I held all of this stuckness inside of me. So imagine you have all that energy inside of you. You have that potential inside of you. You have that power inside of you. You have that aliveness inside of you. Of course, there's going to be this sense of like, oh my God, what happens if I never get to touch that? What happens if I never reach the potential inside of me? What happens if I never reach deep enough inside of me to touch those parts of me, to feel the power coursing through me, to feel the pleasure coursing through me, to feel the ecstasy, to feel the like magnitude of being human? It's not about your job. It's not about your money. It's not about your LinkedIn. It's not about your partner. It's not about finding a partner if you don't have a partner. It's about your connection to yourself and not in a, I'm connected to myself, I do a face mask, I'm going to have a bath on a Sunday. Like the real, real essence of deeper connection to self. That is the potential that you're yearning for. And that is the potential that I wish for you. Because I genuinely believe that it's the purpose of a human life to come into this potential and to live from this potential and to allow everything that wants to move through us from this potential to move through us and to design a life from that space of knowing, of power, of magnitude. And I can feel the banker part of my brain being like, Lucy, what the fuck are you talking about? But it's true. It's true, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. So as I sip on my cacao, which again, I probably would have laughed at myself for doing 10 years ago, I just want to share with you that you're so much more than you ever thought you would be. And that can sound so trite, but it's true. You are. There is so much to touch inside of yourself. So much. And you have the power to go there. If emotionally constipated Lucy, who hadn't cried for 10 years and had a rod stuck up her ass, can get there, I promise you, you can get there. The only question is, will you? Will you listen to the yearning and let that yearning drive you forward? Or will you let your fear step in? Will you let the part of you that goes, no, it's all actually fine and I'll be fine and I'll just stay here and I'll just continue doing what I'm doing and maybe I'll find joy in my next promotion? Or do you decide to go, I'm going to actually go on the journey of a lifetime to really meet myself, to understand what it really truly means to be a human and to open myself to a completely new and wild experience of life? So I'll leave it there, my sweet love. I'm so excited to have launched the retreat. This is so much of the work that we do at the retreat. Oh, it's the best. It's honestly like, I even think about it and my whole body comes alive. It's the most magical space. May next year. I can't believe at the time of this recording, four of the spots have already gone. I only launched it like 2 days ago. We're capping at 12 this year. So if you want in on the retreat or you want more information about it, you can check out the show notes. It's all there. And if you want to chat with me about it, just send me a message wherever you normally send me a message and we can chat it through. Your potential will not be found in your next promotion. Your potential will be found in the depth of your own being. Sending you so much love, and I will speak with you very soon.